Vayter and Chesed of Ayin Vav, picking it up on Ayin Vav, second last word, Amar Rav. Continue on with Rachmana Letzalon, should ever know issues with the Aver. Amar Vidam Shmuel, Nikev in this time, what's the deal? Let's say it gets a hole in it, the Aver, and then it gets stopped up though, gets sealed. Kol Shilu Nikre V'Nikra. If it would be the person that had carry and then it would go and reopen the hole, then Pasol. Obviously, it's Pasol. He's not allowed to go ahead and marry into the Kahal. Ve'i lav kosher, but if not, then he's going to be kosher. Frek the Gemara, let's take a look. Havi Barava. Rava broke it down. Heicha, where exactly was this hole? Ilay Milamata Meitar, to say it's Lamata from the crown and down. So Afilo Nichastam, even if it was cut off and just a little bit, it would be good. Ela Atar, Atsa, talking about the Atar itself. On the area which is closer to the body. Itmanami Amarav Bari Barav Barmar Amarar Ukva Amar Shmuel Nikava Atara Atzma Vinistam. Let's say on the Atara itself, on the crown itself. On the gid, and it got sealed up. Kol She'ilu Nikra Vinikra Pasal Vilav Kasha, like we just said. Says the Gemara. Shalkli Rabbi Bredu Rabbi Rav Yosef. Yilam Dinu Rabbeinu Heichi Avdinan. What do we do in order to see if the hole would be able to stand up to the carry coming out? How do we test this? Amalei says to him, "I see the nama chamima desari. We bring hot barley bread. Uman chinan le abe pork pukre umikre. Rashi says abe pukre is neka vesarei. You put it by the opening of the behind. Umachmas chamimuso who nikre. The heat caused him to have." Carry kach shamati. This is what I heard. V'chazinale. Then we take a look and we see. Does it come through the hole or not? Amar Abaye says, "Atu kuli alma Yaakov Avinu avoy." Is even as holy as Yaakov Avinu that he only the first semen that he had, the zera that he had, came out from that Ruvain. D'chsev beit. It says, "Kolchi v'reishis oni shalom ra carry miyama who never saw carry." In other words, what are we like going out of our way to make sure that this is the way that we go and we do it out? We have to go so out of our way to do that. Heat up bread, put it by his tachat in order to cause him to do that. Elam, Rabbi says, no, what we do is Ma'abrinan Kamei Big Day Savona. What we do is we bring in front of him women's clothing, and he's Maharan and Isha, and that causes him to have carry. Amar Ravi says that to Kuli Alma, Barzilai Galadiu. This is a guy who was shut of Bazim, she says. He was totally involved with inappropriate stuff all the time. So what do you think? We're going to see it, and he's going to get so hot, and it's going to cause him to have carry? Elam, Mechvar, to get the Shinim Ekar. It's like we do, like you said, originally bring the barley bread, and that's how you do it. Tana Rabba, Nanika Fasol, if it is a hole, then it's going to be possible. Pnei Shu Sosis, because it drips out. Rashi says that we know that we hold in Gemara Chagiga, Shichva Zeresh, and Yor Kechetz, and Mazriya. If it doesn't come out shooting, it's not going to be able to have a kid. Nisam Kasha, but this time it's going to be Kasha, Pnei Shu Molid, Vizel Pasol, Shechoze Lechsher. This is a case of a psul that can go back to his original state of being kosher. Zeh lemutei ma'ar. What do you mean this is a case like that? What's it coming to exclude? Lemutei krum sha'ala machmas maka bria. This is coming to exclude if you had a thin membrane that goes over. Rashi says, mishum da'had mifchas v'hainu hanach sirchei dereya the mitzvah bu'chiyusa. This is like they have this membrane that goes over it like a scab and de'eno krum. It's a scar tissue that goes over the lung, the anochrome. It's not like a membrane tissue that is able to hold. Rashi says it's called sirchos areh. If you have these type of scar tissue, that's not considered good enough. That's going to be kosher. It's actually a trefa animal. So the same thing over here. That's coming to not same thing. That's what's coming to school. That's not something which is going to hold. Shalachay Rav Idi Bar Avin Abaye. How can we help this guy? How do we fix it? Eichi Avdidin. What steps can we take? Rashi says Refua Listam Gitchenike. If you want to go and fix it, my sisin sarto. What you do is you bring the a saora, a barley bean. And we go and we scratch the area. Rashi says, "Kol svivo senekev, kadesh she'aglia v'yotzi dam." In order that you bring a little dam out, v'tolkach umayla aruka ubaser ola. It lifts up the flesh a little bit. Umaysina and tarba. What happens? It causes the skin to start to start to heal. Umaysina and tarba. We bring different tarbas like shumat fat. And we go and we spread it over the area. And you bring a nemala gedola, says Rashi, a big ant. And we go and we get the ant to come to bite. Rashi says, put the head there. It bites him and it gets the head stuck in the hole. And then we go and we chop off its head. Oh, decapitation. Rashi says, Leo stuma. Know that it blocks it off. And then it continues and it like closes over it and then it goes and all of a sudden it, and then it, and not all of a sudden but then slowly over time it heals. But Dafka, art that's got to be done with a barley bean. Aval parzula mizraf zari, if it can't be done with metal, that's just osa chabura, that's going to cause a wound, and that's going to mess it up even more. Vahani milikat, this is talking about if it's a small hole, of a gadol, but if you're talking about a big hole, mikpule mikpal. The stuff is eventually just going to peel off, and therefore it's not going to work. Amar Rabba Baravuna Hamatil Mayim Mishte Mikomo, someone who was urinates from two different places, puzzle, that ends up two holes, both holes, then the person is going to be puzzle. As we say, he's not able to have kindalach, Rachmana Litzlan. Amar Rabba says, Lesichus a lokib, Rabba loka abba. The Allah is not like the son and not like the father. This again, what we're talking about here is Rabba bar Ravuna. So Bra, the son, Hadar, that's what we just said. Two holes is no good. Abba, the tata, Huna, Tam Ravuna, Nasha, Mesololos, Zubazu. If you have women that, Rashi says, Derech Tashmish, Zachar, Nikeva, Meshafshifos, Nikvasan, Zulazu, Vachena, Mesolos, Bibna, Katan, the Sanhedrin, women that rub against each other, Psulos, Aguna, they're possible to come into Kahuna, Rashi says, because of Znus. Vafil Rabbi Lazar, Dharma, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Who says, so that we said Allah is not like him. Said if you have this relationship between a panah and penuya, even they're not doing it for marriage, and a zona mixer into a zona, hani mili, that's only talking about isha, man, about isha, pritzus abalma, that's just called pritzus, and it's not going to make her into a zona, and therefore it's not going to answer her. Not going to apostle her to the kuna. We don't paskin like these two great sages. Viters, like the next heiliga mishnah, the sechasivamosa. These two, which we mentioned enough times already, Mutarim b'Giyoris and Meshucharis, they are allowed, they can't marry to the Kahal, but they're allowed to marry a Ger, and they're allowed to marry a Meshucharis. So it says, Delo Ikri Kahal, because they're not called Kahal. V'enam Asun Elam, Yilov HaBakal, the only thing they're asked is to come to the Kahal. Shanaim HaPasuk says, Lo Yovah B'tzuvadaka G'shofcha, but Kahal Hashem. But therefore, they're allowed to marry these two people. Bominim Rav Sheshes, B'tzuvadaka Kohen. Let's say B'tzuvadaka, that is a Kohen. He himself is a Kohen. Mal b'geres v'shucheres. Did he marry a ger and a mishucheres? Because we know in a regular Kohen, it's not allowed to do such a thing. Not allowed to marry them. But what happens if he's not considered? Is he considered still a Kohen? Right? Says Kohen of a Kohen kasher also b'geres v'shucheres v'shem zona. Shemiv al mikol them. Petzur daka Kohen. She also be Israelis. Mal lisa geres. Is he allowed to marry a geres? Because no one's allowed to marry. But here, does he lose his status in that issue? Bekedusha sekoiva, so he retain his status as his kedusha, and therefore it's going to be aser. Oh, Dilma, maybe say lavekedusha sekoiva shari. He's no longer considered in the state of kedusha over there, and therefore he's allowed to marry them. Amar Lu Rav Sheshes Tinisua. We're going to try to bring a raya. I don't think it's going to work out. Here we go. Amar Lu says we learned in a brisa. Ptua daka yisov. We have a ptua daka that is a regular Israelite. Mutar benesina. He's allowed to marry a nasin. These are the woodcutters and the water carriers that we know that happened. Sometimes Yoshua, the people from Givon, and they messed with Yoshua. They tricked them. They're from the Zion Umos, Mina Givonim. And we know that Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Nasin, but Tzuvadaka is allowed to do it. Again, I should have shut my ringer. And now I shut that. So let's keep going. If you want to say that the remains in the Kedusha, meaning of Yisrael, he's still considered. Yisrael, Yisrael, b'tach ba'ashem. Ikrikan, lo sischatim bab. You're not allowed to go and marry them. You're not allowed to go and marry those who converted in such a way. These are the ones that are no good. Rashi says, V'i, sakatach, l'psutakam, b'kadosh l'koi, heichishar Yisrael b'nesina. Harksev, lo sischatim bab. It says, you're not allowed to marry them. Kub d'choi, someone comes out of here, must be the loss of Kedusha. If it's loss of Kedusha, koin also, k'tudaka, should be able to marry a non- even let him marry these people. Normally, a kohen wouldn't be allowed to marry. Amarava atu hasa mishum kedusha v'lav kedusha who is the issue over there with the Yisrael? You know, just a regular Jew marrying lusas chatimam. Is it an issue of kedusha or not kedusha? 9 dilma moli ben va'alzil plach lavodas kochavim. The reason over there the problem is because maybe the father's going to go have a kid. The father's they're going to have a kid. And he's going to go do Avodah Zarah. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo Sischatim Bam. Why? What's the reason? So it goes into say, He's going to go and be Yasser. He's going to sway him. So that's the reason. That's what we're talking about. They still consider of the Kochavim. But once they do Gior, Mishashari, the Midaraisa, they're actually allowed to go and marry into Yidden. The Rabbanon who degars Rios, only the Rabbanon that's a Gezer, they are not allowed to go and marry them. This is particular to Nesinim, to a Nasin. And when did they, where did they go there? Bahanach de Bnei Oludi. Only ones that are able to have kids. However, Valhai, the Labar Oludiu, the Oludi, Logos of over here, they weren't goes there in such a case where they're not able to have children. So this is not at all talking about whether he's remaining as Kedusha or not remaining as Kedusha. And therefore, it would be usher for a we don't have a raya here that a Kohen would be allowed to go ahead and marry a Gioris or something outside of normally would have married if he would be a Ptsuadaka. So at this stage, you're trying to say, if you understand correctly, then the Durabbanan is only applicable if someone's able to go ahead and have kids. Elamayata, if that's really true, then how do we deal with the following? Mamzer, the Baruludi, but a Mamzer who's able to go ahead and have kids, Hachinami de Aser. You telling me he's not allowed to marry a Nassan? He's not allowed to do such a thing? Rashi says, Musar al Koli Sum Shabbatorah. Mamzer is not allowed, you know, can't be involved in any of the Torah. Midaraisa Aser, but what is Kulchavim? Hachinami de Aser, Midarbanam Nisina. You're going to tell me it's Aser? Well, Tanam, we looked at a Mishnah and Kiddushin, not like that. Mamzer, Mun Nisina, Matern Lo Zebazah. They're allowed to go and marry, intermarry one to the other. So therefore, we explain a little differently. Ella, Kigazar Abanam, when do the Abanam make a Gezerah? They're not allowed to go and marry the Gerim who are Nisinim. That's Big Sherim. That's talking about a Yidu. Kasher to go to marry into the kahal. Bipsulam lo gazer abanan. When it comes to a psul, i.e. a mamzer, so the rabbanan did not make such a gazera, and their taka allowed to go ahead and marry these nesinim, etc. Frek the gemara. Well, before we frek, in other words, where we're standing right now is that we see that a ptsuadaka is being allowed to marry a nesin is not going to give us a raya that whether he's in his kedusha or not his kedusha. Says the gemara. Hadar marava. Rava then said, lav milsehi. Nah, this is wrong. It's wrong to say that the Doraisa is only talking about those who haven't yet converted. Because before they actually convert to their Mizgayer, they don't have this idea of chasnus, of marriage altogether. Meaning marriage in a Jew and a non-Jew is not called marriage. Nizgayru, but once they're Mizgayer, islu chasnus. Then it comes into the world of chasnus. Therefore, the pasuk of Los Eschatim Bam is talking about even the one that just converted now. That means on a Doraisa level, the only reason why a Ptsuadaka is... Well, the way Rashi says it is as follows: Lav milsehi da amridu kim nekra bi yosam of the gechavim. The pasuk was established when they were of the gechavim. The yosam of the gechavim less luchasas. That can't be. It's got to be only when they already converted. Elavade kra begerim. It's talking about only once they converted. Umishum kedushahi, and the whole discussion here is about kedusha. Umidisharina and Ptsuadaka binasina, from the fact that we allow a Ptsuadaka to marry a Nashan, an Asina, Shmamino, Labi Kedusha, it's not in the original state of Kedusha. Therefore, the same thing with the Kohen is allowed to go ahead. If they're Kohen Ptsuadaka, they don't have the Kedusha anymore, they can marry according to this. Frek the Gemara, really? You want to tell me Los Eschatimbom is only talking about the ones who converted already? But we know Masiv of Yosef, Vayeschatin Shlomo is Paro. Melech Mitzrayim, not Paro, Bas Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, and this goes and married Bas Paro. Oh, look at that. What do you see? That it says marriage, even though it's talking about a guy. It says, no, Gayura Gaira. She first converted before he ended up marrying her, so you have no raya there. I have a little kiblu gayrim. What are you talking about? We know we learned earlier in Daf Chav Dalet that there weren't mekabel gayrim during the times of Shlomo, in terms of David. There were lo b'nei David, lo b'nei Shlomo, because there was such prosperity going on, such wealth going on, that we would think that the reason why they're converting is only because of the wealth. It says, no, midu time el l'shulchan melachim. The only reason is because of shulchan melachim. They were worried people were going to convert because of the fact that they were very rich. Beep, turn the page. I involve my base. But in this case, when it's Bas Paro, we're not worried she did it for that. And why? Because she's the daughter of Paro. She was rich already. So therefore, the reason why she converted was not because of the fact that she wanted the money. She already had the money. She didn't have to work hard for the money because she had it. Therefore, it's only talking about once it was a Jewish girl, so you don't have a raya. So it's going to have a tape of clay. Why don't we say... that marriage works, even if it's not a halachic marriage, because she was a first generation mitzvah. So we know you're not allowed to marry that. Tal mitzvah rishoni, and we're only allowed to marry a third generation. Says Rashi, v'tepekalei da filu gaira mitzvah rishonihi afilachi kari leit chasas, still calls it chasas at that stage. Therefore, we can go back to what we said before, and that the whole discussion of the marriage with the one that converted is a derabbanan discussion, and therefore it's nothing to do with kedushin. You have no raya anymore. Says Gemara, v'chitem. And if you want to say no, if you want to say that the bas paro was not aser as a first generation, because hanach azli la'alma. Meaning, we're talking about those that left the times of Mitzrayim. When left Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Mesu, Vitavu, Meparo, they all died and they drowned. V'chi Yisir, Achmana, Me'erev Rav. Any event, it doesn't apply to her, because all those people are dead already. V'hani, Achrina, Ninu, and that the people that are living in Egypt, that she ended up being the princess, are different people, and therefore you'd allow to marry them right away. If that's what you want to Taina to say such a thing, Rashi says that Umos Acherim Bo V'yoshu Ba'artzam, and therefore it's not a problem. V'otani Rolong Tana Ba'isam, Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin Ger Mitzri Haya, Li Chaver Mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva, Min Yamin, who was a convert, an Egyptian convert, and he was a Chaver, he was a friend of mine, from the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, Amar, and he said, "Ani mitzvah rishon. I am a first generation mitzvah. Even asasi mitzvah rishon. I married a first generation woman mitzvah. Ashis asi lebnei mitzvah shni. I'm going to marry off my son to a second level mitzvah, because it can't be a first one, because then the kid's going to be considered a second one already. But I'm going to marry to a second generation one. Kadeshia ben bini, my grandson, royu level bakal. He can come into the kal. What do we see?" There were Egyptians that survived from that time and therefore retained the status of that. Rashi says, "Asi levini mitzvah shem asiyana mitzvah rishonu yeh bina sheni yilal damin v'pikun halach acher psulin alma lo azdu la'alma." We see they didn't leave. V'anu mitzriyim and into the same mitzriyim. And therefore, what's going on over here? How could he have married her if she's a first level mitzri and therefore we still call chasnas? There's Gemara, "Rav Papa anan mishlomo leku v'nesiv." Wrong trip. Are we going to go ahead and we're going to ask Akasha from Shlomo Melech? Shlomo lo nasiv midi. Shlomo didn't end up marrying her. Rashi says, "Elo l'znus, how you miscavin?" He was doing it just for his nus. It was not actually being involved in marriage. Because it says about it, "Minagoyim esher omer Hashem el b'nei Yisrael," from the goyim that was said to b'nei Yisrael, "lo savo b'hem v'hem lo yavo b'chem." Don't go to them, and they shouldn't come to you. When it's talking about marriage, achein yatu es levavchem achrei Eloheim, because they're going to go ahead and sway your hearts after their gods. Bahem davak Shlomo la'ava. Shlomo clung to them. He attached himself to them. He stuck. He glued himself to them with love, which means not with marriage. Even though some say love and marriage, if they go together like horse and carriage, in this case, not like that. Rashi says v'lo le'ishus, it wasn't done out of marriage. Elakasha. So then, how do we deal with the fact it says vayischatem and Shlomo married them? It says vayischatem, so it means he was doing it for marriage. And says Gemara, mitoch avi yiserish ha'eva, because of the fact that he loved him so much, my little kasef kilo ischatem babi, as if they were married, because of how much love that he had for her. But again, he wasn't, therefore you don't have a raya over here. We don't knock off the raya, and rather we're talking about, we say that marriage doesn't apply to those who are not able to be married, therefore we go back to a kedusha question, and that comes out that we have a raya now that a kohen does lose the status of kedusha, and therefore he'd be allowed to marry someone who normally a kohen wouldn't be allowed to marry if he is a petsua daka. In fact, the Gemara, but hold on 1 second. Amarli Ravina Ravashi, Vanan Tanam, we looked at the Mishnah, Ptsua Daka, Kru Shavcha. These two guys, Mutar and Begioris and Meshucharis, that's what they're going to be mutter with. Haban Nesina Asiru, which means that with the Nasan, it's going to be awesome for them to be with. Rashi says, Ki Yisrael Ma'al Yed, Begidushasakai. They retain their status of a Yisrael, just like Yisrael is allowed to marry also a Ger and a Meshuchar, regular Yisrael. But seemingly, he's not allowed to marry a Nasan, in which case, we no longer have a level to teach us that they lower their level of Kedusha. Armalei says back, Velitamech, according to you, Eim Asefer, let's look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, Ve'enim Asur Me'elim Yilavu B'Kahal. And these are the Psudaka issues. These people are only ushered to join the Kahal. Haban Asin Asher comes from that, Kum Techois, from that Mashmos, that they are allowed to marry Nasan. Ella, we're stuck now, because the ping pong's back. The Reish is Mashmo one thing, the Sefer is Mashmo the other. Therefore, we have no Raya. So, Mehal, like the Mishnah, we can't learn a Raya from here altogether. Therefore, we don't know if the Kohen is going to be able to go ahead and marry someone that a normal kohen would not be allowed to marry. Beautiful. Zakta Hegel Liga Mishnah. Amoni Moavi Asurim, the Ammonite and a Moavite, they are usher.
Aser what? Tamarin to the kahal. V'suron iser olam. And that is for always and always. Forever. Avon the kivoseihem mutaris miyad. Their female ones, they are mutar immediately. Mitzri va'adomi. V'enam asurim el ad shloshadaris. They're going to be also for three generations. After that, they good. Echad zecharim ve'echad nekevas. Both zecharim and nekevas. This is male and female. Rabbi Shimon Matir is a nekevas miyad. He says that the nekevas are okay immediately. Am Rabbi Shimon Mishimon says, kavachomer advarim is a kavachomer. Uma im b'makom sha'aser zecharim iser olam. Even a place where, like Amonim over, it's aser iser olam, hitters and nekevas miyad, they matir them immediately. The makom sha'aser zecharim al-shalosh daros. In a place where they didn't let it, ask them immediately, forever, it's only three generations, by Mitzrei and Edomi and Odin. Isn't it a kavachomer that should be allowed to be gone immediately? I'm going to sit back to him. Okay. Im alacha nekabel. If you tell me you heard this as alacha l'moshim yisini, Rashi says, Shashamatam rebe sachas v'nekevash v'toros miyad v'mitzvah v'domi nekabel m'mecha. Then we're going to go and accept it from you. V'im ladin yesh tshuva. But if you tell me there's a kavachomer, then, meaning that you're just done a kavachomer m'atzvacha, then there's tshuva slahashiv v'gemar m'first also. So Rashi and Gemara will explain what they are, then we can come against you. So which one is it? He says, lo. Ki halacha ani omer. He says, I am telling you a halacha. This is not just my own kavachomer. This is low key. Afilo ani dan me'atzmi ein lachem tshuva can be first be gemara. Mikomakom halacha ani omer. By the way, I'll be able to hold my own ground even if you come against me. But even so, halacha ani omer, I'm telling you halacha. That's halacha. Now, zark the gemara. We said that in Amon and Moav, in Amon, Ammonia and Moavia, a female Amon, a female Moav, they're allowed to be married into the Kaal immediately. But we know this from Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Amar Kar says in the Pasuk, V'chiros Shaul is David Yotzi l'kras ha-plishti. When Shaul saw David that he was going towards the plishti, Amar El Avner Saratzava, he said to Avner, who was the officer of the army, Ben Mizeh and Avner. Who is this kid? V'yomer Avner, he said, Chei nafshecha melechim yadati. Like, basically, I have no idea. I promise I have no idea. V'lo yadalei. What, Shaul didn't know David Melech was? V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yaveyu, V'yehaveyu me'od, V'yihilo nosei kelim. He loved him very much, and he used to go and have him be someone who used to carry all of his kelims. Obviously, he knew who he was. Ella, what he really was asking was, Avua Kamashi was asking about his father. He wanted to know who's his father. Like, who's this guy? He's going to fight. This is David going to fight Goliath. And he's saying, I promise, I don't know who that is. You didn't know who his father was. The pasuk says, it says that the man in the days of Shaul was old and he came with men. This is Yishai, the father of David. He went out in Achlusa. He had tons of people. He's Nichnas Bichus and went out with Nichnas Bichus. In other words, he had thousands and thousands of people with him. Rashi says that Sar Shel Shishim Ribo, he had 600,000 people that he was ruling over. So what are you talking about? He didn't know who he was. No, Hachikam is really who meant. Zil Sha'al, go find out. He wants to know, E mi Peretz Asi, E mi Zerach Asi. Who did David Melch come from? Did he come from Peretz or from Zerach? And this is what he's trying to figure out. Why? Because E mi Peretz Asi, Malka Havi. If he's coming from Peretz, he's going to be a king. He's gonna be a king. A king. And if Shamelch puritz asos derech, because the king breaks through in order to go make a path. Vein memachim biyodo, and no one goes and fights against him, he's gonna be a king. Imi Zerach Hasi, but he's coming from Zerach, as a brother, then Chashiva Ba'alma Bahavi. He's gonna be very chashiv, but he's not gonna be a king. Rashi says, Chashiva Kivarish, the Chazabe Simani Malchus, Hekoch Lo Efshar the Lo Havi Rashi. It's impossible that he's not gonna be a Rashi, he's not gonna be the head of something. Right, we're going to see that Shaul saw that he had royalty that was going on. So he's trying to figure out, well, is he really going to be the king or is he going to be a person with a high position? My time only Shaul, my time Amr Le Sha'alale. What is it that he wanted to, that Shaul says to Avner, go find out about him? Meaning, what is it that he saw? Rashi says, "My chazad, the mistaf, gemidei, machusa." What is it that he wanted? That he saw that he says, "Well, this guy's going to be involved with malchus." The chesiv, "Ayal Shaul is David Madav," because it says, "And Shaul dressed David with his own clothing to go to war." That is, David Melech said he's going to go fight against Goliath. Goliath is David and Goliath. He's going to fight. So Shaul gave him his armor to put on. And when he put it on, it fit him perfectly. Kimidaso. When it says the lashon of madav, it means kimidaso. Uksiv beis Shaul Mishichmo v'mala gavoa mikolam. It says that from his shoulders up, he was taller than everyone. Meaning, Shaul was a head taller than everybody. And David HaMelech put it on and it fit him perfectly. Say it fit him perfectly. Something weird is going on. This guy must be a chashuv person. Amar lo doig adomik sadoig lo mised. He comes to Shaul and he says, Ad she'ata mashi love him hagunu l'machus imlav. Before you go, you figure out if he's ra'u for malchus, if he's fitting to be the king. You should ask, you should just figure out if this guy can even come into the Kahal. We're not even bring him in. My timer. Why does he think he shouldn't come into the Kahal? Because he comes from Rus. And we know she's a Moaviyah. And who says, well, you let marry into such a thing? Amalei Avner, he says, Tanino, what do you mean? We have a Braisa, which says, Amoni v'la Amonis. And Amoni can't come in, but Amoni is allowed to. Moavi v'la Moavis. So Moavi can't, but Moavi is allowed to. He says, back to Alamei, Atta Mamzer v'la Mamzeris. So what do you want to say? That a mamzer, you want a time that says only a mamzer is also, but not a mamzeris? I mean, come on, what's going on over here that you seem to be like pulling this move, this darshaning? So he says back to him, mamzer ksiv, mum zar. The word mamzer means a mum zar. So it doesn't make a difference whether this is a zachar or an akeva. The bottom line is that a mamzer is a mum zar. It's going to mess it up. Rashi says, kol sheish bo mum zaris. Okay, but Doeg doesn't give up. He says, mitzvi v'la mitzis. You should say also the same thing, only mitzvi and a mitzis. Shani Yach, he says, no, that's different. The Mefarish taught me the Krab, because the Pasuk over there explains the reason. Al-Davar Asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem b'mayim. That's because of the fact that they didn't give you bread and water when you're going down the road and you're leaving Mitzrayim. So therefore, you get this. They both can't. Darkel she'ish l'kadem v'lo darkel she'isha l'kadem. That's talking about, I'm sorry, just to make for clarity over here, what this is referencing is the Ammon and Moab, meaning they're the ones when you were going to have Mitzrayim that didn't give, when you left Mitzrayim, they didn't give you stuff. And Darko Shal Ish L'Kadim, below Darko Shal Ish L'Kadim, it makes sense of women, the men are the ones to go out to go greet and to give, and not the way of women to go do such a thing. Therefore, it's the men that are not allowed to go be coming to the Kahal, but women are allowed to. Hayu Lehem L'Akdim, says L'Kadim, it says, well, okay, but they should have stepped forward, the women. They should have gone and given. Nashim likras nashim, nashim likras nashim. Let the men give to the men, and the women give to the women. That was a nice sucker punch. Ishtik. So Avner was quiet. He didn't answer. Miyad v'yomer melech sha'al ata ben mizeh ha'olem. He said, "Go find out. Tell me who is this kid." Now we know the discrepancy in the wording. It says that hasam kari le nar. One pasuk it says, "Go." He said he called him a nar. And hacha kari le elam. Now he's calling me elam. Nar meaning a little kid, and elam meaning also a young kid. But why did he switch it? Tahachi kamar. This is what he means to him. Halacha nis almum mimcha. The halacha is hidden from you. Clearly, you don't understand what the halacha is. So tsei usha'al bebeis medrash. Go ask in the beis medrash and find out who did he come from. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and continue on with the storyline. What happens next? Join us with this beautiful cliffhanger next time on Shas. Okay, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.